Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Entertainment presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And we are broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where the lies, liars, and secrets are held. And as always, what we do, we expose the lies, we tell you who the liars are, and reveal the secrets so we can have better relationships and better communities. And as always, I'm your host, Mr. Mind Stevie. Doug Love's on assignment right now, so he's trying to get things together so that way we can bring the heat in June. So this is a really big month that's coming for us right now. And those responded by Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness. It is summertime, graduation time, the time for different events going on, weddings, graduations, family reunions. No better way to celebrate those events than having a massage therapist at those particular events. So if you are interested in getting massage, relaxation, and wellness, and expanding and enhancing the events that you're having, you can go on to facebook.com/TQMind. You can call 240-382-4733 and also go to tqmindbyrod.gr8.com. Once again, tqmindbyrod.gr8.com. And tonight's topic, this is the end. This is a very interesting topic. This goes on a lot of different levels. So what we're going to do today, we're going to go on a little bit of overtime. I'm preparing you right now for that because this is a lot of things that people need to hear. People need to know what to do in a particular circumstance and want to make sure that people are doing things the right way because, like I said, this is about building better communities and we don't want to cause any type of conflict in a lot of things that are going on. So this particular topic came up in essence in a conversation that I had with, it's kind of a sports topic in a way. I don't know if I have a lot of fans out there that watch golf or watch tennis, but this conversation started from that particular topic. Rory McIlroy, who is one of the top 10 golfers of the time right now, he has been dating and has been engaged to Carol Wozniacki, who's one of the top 10 women's tennis players of this time. So that's where this conversation started, and it kind of escalated to a lot of different things that happened personally with an anonymous coworker. So this is very important that I want to get this out. So this is something that has hit home as well. In the case of, this is the end, Rory McIlroy, who, as I said, recently proposed to Carol Wozniacki. They were playing a big wedding in Australia for the summer. And he's preparing for, he was this past weekend, Memorial Weekend, he was preparing for a big U.S. Open warm-up, and Wozniacki was preparing for the French Open, which is one of the big majors in tennis. And just want to give you a preface on this here. So the weekend, the Saturday, he's in a big funk. He's 7 shots behind in this tournament, and Wozniacki's preparing for the French Open. He calls Wozniacki and says in a 3-minute phone conversation that, you know, I feel that this is not working out for us. I think we need to postpone this wedding. We moved too fast. And not only he said that we were postponing the wedding, he decided to say, you know what, I feel that the whole relationship itself is not working out too well, so I just want to cut it off altogether. 3-minute conversation. And he broke off not only the wedding, but broke off their relationship in a 3-minute phone conversation. So tonight's topic, a love talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, this topic is about this is the end. How do you properly break up with someone? Is there a proper way to break up with someone? And then also we're going to go into the fact of how do you recover from that particular breakup? People who watch golf know that Rory McIlroy was 7 shots behind at that particular time when he broke up with Carol Wozniacki, comes back the next day, have the best round of his life, and he wins the tournament. Meanwhile, Wozniacki, who was grieving over not only being kind of blindsided in this breakup, in this
break up of the engagement, it's a break up of the relationship, she goes against a qualifier, someone who has just recently began to play tennis and is not a, you know, not even really a professional. This is like her first professional tournament, and beats one of the top 10 players in the world in straight sets. So shows how Wozniacki was handling it, and show how Rory was handling this breakup as well. So we want to get into that as well. So I want to hear what people think about this. I got a lot of good feedback from the Twitterverse in regard to this here. But if you want to call in and speak with your mind on this, 347-850-1228. The line's open. You can also go on Facebook, / Rodney Stevenson. Go on Twitter, # RC44. Let me know what's going on right in regards to this here, because this is a very important topic for a lot of people. A lot of people are trying to figure out how to break off certain relationships but don't know how. So we're going to break down what not to do and then break down what is a more feasible way of breaking up with someone. And that's what we want to break down right here on Love Talk tonight. And I just want to try to get to the context of this here. Breaking up is not an easy thing. Breaking up is something that is a challenge. But a lot of people have to go through this process. I mean, think about it. When you're younger, when you're high school, when you're in college, you break up with people. I mean, that's common. If you don't, then you might not realize who you are going to be with for the long term. If you try to hang on to a relationship just because you're afraid of breaking up with someone, then you might be in a relationship that is not ideal for you. I mean, I think about me personally. If I didn't have breakups, then I wouldn't be with the love of my life right now. That's the thing that you got to understand. There's got to be breakups in order to get into the position to be with the person that you are supposed to be with for the rest of your life. And if you don't do that, if you're afraid to do that, then you're going to cause problems in your relationships forever. So there's different ways to break up. There's the face-to-face personal breakup. There's the over-the-phone breakup, like in this situation right here. And there's a new social media breakup, which a lot of people have issues with, but there's ways of doing it. And this is where I've had the conversation with a coworker in regards to breaking up with someone socially. So we're going to get into all these different aspects of breaking up face-to-face, over the phone, and socially, and finding out the best ways and proper ways of doing it. Because there are proper ways, I want to say proper, but I would say there are ideal ways to do it where it is a mutual thing, where it's not something that is so harsh and so bad for the other person that they have issues. Now, I'm going to go into the don'ts first. One thing you don't want to do is break up with someone face-to-face without witnesses. That is rule number one. If you don't have witnesses, that can cause a lot of problems, because you break up face-to-face with someone and say, hey, this isn't working out, and you don't have anybody around you, that can cause a lot of physical problems. You can get beat up. You might even get cut. You never know what's going to happen in a situation where you try to break up with someone face-to-face and you have nobody around you. So a lot of feedback that I've been getting in regards to the situation is break up in public, public place. So that way there's at least some sort of witnesses. There's some sort of, you know, open area where if something goes down, somebody can say, hey, this is what happened. He or she went crazy. So that way you're protecting yourself. And that's a big factor when it comes down to breaking up with someone. And here is a big issue that people don't acknowledge when it comes down to breaking up with someone. There are four words that you should never say when you're breaking up with someone. I don't. Those four words should never come out of your mouth if you're breaking up with someone, because of the fact that that has a lot of ramifications in regards to that. And you've got to look at it as an aspect of sales and marketing. Maybe it's because I've been in sales and marketing for a period of time. I feel that when you are breaking up with someone, those four words should never come out of your mouth, because when you're breaking up with someone, you are actually selling the fact that the circumstances that the relationship that you have with this individual is not ideal or is not conducive to a long-term beneficial lifestyle. That's what you're doing when you break up with someone. You're saying that the connection that we have is not conducive to a long-term lifestyle. And that's what it is. If you're looking at it from that aspect, from a sales and marketing aspect, then you can go into the breakup in a better sense of mind, a better frame of mind. So those are the things that you got to look at when you're breaking up with someone. Once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com. We're trying to break down the proper way to create a separation with someone. And when it comes down to this here, it's about trying to create that mutual admiration and disconnection at the same time. So I'm going to break it down for a person that's doing face-to-face. Of course, once you do it face-to-face, you want to do it in public because that is a very important thing. You never want to do it in private. You want to be in public. And when you be in public, you got to think of a sales and marketing aspect. Build, break, and build. If you say, I don't think, I don't feel, what happens? You say the word I. I means that basically you're selfish and saying that I am the reason that we want to try to separate this. You never want to come off like that because if you come off as selfish, then that causes animosity, that causes anger. The second word that you never want to say when you're breaking up with someone is don't. Because don't includes the word not. Not includes the word no. And if you've ever done sales and you tell the person no, basically that causes more anger because no means that you're trying to deny me of something that I want. If I want to buy a shirt from Old Navy and they say, no, you can't have this, what does that do? That creates anger in me because they're telling me I can't buy this. And that's what happens in relationships as well. If you say no, if you say don't, then what you're doing, you're saying no. You're saying that you are being denied this relationship. And that's what causes anger. That's what causes people to flip tables, throw glasses, and try to go hardcore because they have been denied something that they want. The third and fourth words that you should never say when you're breaking up with someone is think or feel. And this is where the conversation that I had with an anonymous coworker came into play. She was trying to break up with a person, and she was talking with that person, and she said the words, I don't think that this is working out for us. So what happened was this guy kept texting her and kept calling her, saying that, oh, well, what do you think about it now? Basically, when you say think or feel, you're saying that there is an opportunity that you may change your mind when you say think or feel. And that's one of the big things that people do wrong when they're breaking up with someone. When you say think or when you say feel, that's what happens. You say, oh, well, I don't think right now that this is a great idea, but maybe later on I'll think this might be better. That's what happens when you say think or feel when you're breaking up with someone. So she was trying to figure out why this guy kept texting her, this guy kept calling her, because she said, I don't think this is going to work out for us. But think or feel gives a person a chance that says, I have a chance because you have doubt. Imagine if you're trying to buy a car. And, well, say you're a salesperson and somebody's trying to buy a car from you. You say, this is the right car for you. And that person says, oh, I'm going to think about it. What you're going to do, the salesperson say, what are you going to think about? You said this is the right car. You said this had the right style. This had the right color. This had the right features that you're looking for. So what is there to think about? That's what a salesperson would say. Same thing in relationships. If you say, I don't think this is right for us. I don't think that we're right for each other. Basically, they're saying that you're thinking about the ultimate goal of what's going on. You're ultimately thinking that, you know what, we might work this out, but right now I'm not sure. You're creating doubt. So never say think or feel if you're trying to break up with someone. Those words create conflict because that conflict will come saying that, hey, you know what, he's saying that I have a chance. She's saying I still have a chance. And that's where people have problems with breaking up with someone. But that's why there are certain ways to break up with someone. So if you're planning, and like I said, I'm not advocating, you know, breaking up with someone, but if you're in that stage in your life where you're trying to move on from a relationship, take notes, write it down, because this is where it's about to come right now. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Land Professor, Toy Entertainment. We're about to break it down on how to properly break up with someone in three levels, face-to-face, over the phone, and socially. This is what we're about to do right now. So face-to-face. Face-to-face, the key thing is trying to create the atmosphere. And this is where women and men separate when it comes down to creating the atmosphere. Because imagine, okay, if a woman is trying to break up with a man, what happens? A lot of times the man will pick the female up at their place and will take them to the restaurant or so. So the walk of shame is a lot harder for that man because he drove the female to the restaurant. So imagine if she breaks up with him, what happens? Not only he's going to have egg on his face because he just got broken up with, but he got to drive her back home and makes it even harder for that conversation to even go along. So red flag number one, if somebody's trying to break up with you and they say, meet me at a such and such a place, that's a red flag right there. Because especially if a man's trying to break up with a female and they say, meet me at a restaurant, that's a bad sign right there. You want to be careful of that. Two, you want to make sure that the atmosphere is ideal. You know, the worst thing that you want to do is try to break up with someone and be cheap about it. You know, you don't take nobody to Checkers or Rallies or White Castle and try to break up with somebody. That doesn't, you know, you don't break up with somebody over some White Castle burgers or some Checker 2-for-3 burgers. You want to make sure that you are creating an atmosphere where it's comfortable for the other person. So that's one aspect that you have to, you know, focus on. Even if it's, you know, just a place where it's open, where it's a, you know, a kind of a lively atmosphere. You know, say if you're at a B-Dubs and you're, you know, enjoying watching the basketball game, you're trying to make it comfortable, you know, a place that, you know, two of you enjoy, and you're trying to create a comfortable atmosphere before you break up with that person. That's a very important aspect, because if it's a place that is cheap, place that is cheesy, and you try to do this, you try to break up with that person, all you're doing is making more problems for yourself, because not only are you breaking up with this person, but you're breaking up this person over some dollar burgers. That's not a good thing, not a good look at all. So make sure it's a comfortable atmosphere. So it gets to that point where you are preparing to say the words that you're going to say. And this is where the sales aspect comes in. Build the good parts about the relationship before you break it down and then build again. Build, break, build is a big thing about sales, and that's what you're doing. You're selling that this relationship is not conducive to a long-term friendship, and that's what you want to do. So say, for example, if you're going, you know, you're just a great dinner, you spend a little bit of money, it's an investment, because you don't want to invest in a relationship that's not good, but you want to invest in something saying, hey, I'm about to separate myself, but I'm going to create a pretty good investment saying that, hey, I'm going to put a little bit of money in this right now, so that way you're comfortable when I say what I'm going to say. So, all right, you had a good dinner, everything's good, you've been talking for a while, so here's how you properly break up with someone. And this is tough. It's very tough. And if you've never gone through it, it's very difficult. But if you have, then this is what you got to realize that you got to do. Build up first, saying, hey, you know what? You have a great personality. You're a great person to talk to. I really enjoy being around you. Never say but. Never say however. You say something to the effect of, that's why this is really difficult to say this. For our long-term relationship, it may not be ideal that we are in this intimate relationship together. And we're just saying we. You're saying we. You know, you're saying we, you're saying you're saying ways that's boosting the other person up, so that way they feel like, okay, oh, shoot, you know what? This person thinks about me. This person thinks about my feelings. So that way it's not as harsh as saying, I don't think this is working out. And that's where a big problem is. You say I, that's being selfish. But you say we, you're saying, I'm thinking about you. You're a great person. And this here might not be the best avenue for us. You know, our friendship is more important than than being in a committed relationship. And if a committed relationship is going to mess up our long-term friendship, then this might not be the best option. What I did there, I circumvented the I don't think and making it seem like, okay, this is not ideal for us. And this is the way to do it, and it being a calm way and being a calm manner, so that way everybody's on the same page. So if there is a brushback, you can say that, you know, you deserve something that is ideal for an ideal relationship, and this might not be the ideal relationship. Once again, you're saying this is the end, but you're saying it in a way that he or she is in a place where they feel like they are empowered because of this breakup. That's the way you have to do it. That's the proper way of doing it face-to-face. Over the phone is a little different, because if you're doing it over the phone, you're doing it in a method that is, you know, you can have a longer conversation. When you're face-to-face, conversation is going to be tough. There's going to be some gaps. There's going to be some awkward looks. There's going to be some awkward silence. So over the phone can be a conducive way to break up with someone. You still do build, but you got to make it in a way that is that you're having conversation. Now, this is where it can be tough, because the other person might go off on you. The other person might be loud. The other person might be cursing you out and saying things up and down about you because you are doing this over the phone, because you're not looking at them eye to eye. You're not looking at them face to face. This is the hardest one because of the fact that there is that disconnect of not being personal. But you still have an opportunity to actually even talk more. You can talk about why there's reasons that this is not conducive, why there's an area that causes separation. So that's why over the phone might be a way to even explain a little further about the things that might not have worked out in your relationship. Now, when it comes down to the worst way or the improper way to break up with someone, do not do it on social media. You know, I've had associates that have broken up a person over social media. They'll change their Facebook post from, you know, engaged or in a relationship to it's complicated. Never do that. If you do that, you're causing more problems. Or taking a picture on Instagram saying me being me, me doing me. You don't do that. How is that an ideal way to break up with someone? You're putting on your Instagram me doing me, really? And you think that's the best way to break up with someone? Come on. Come on, be real with that, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's the worst way to break up with someone. Say, oh, me doing me, put a post on Instagram, and act like, okay, I've just broke up with someone. Come on, be a man, be a woman, step up, say what you're going to say, but do it in a way that is ideal. So that's what I want to talk about tonight, and that's what it is about. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toland Entertainment, Toland Productions. So this is what we're talking about right now. That's what we're going into and being involved in. We want to make sure that things are, you know, that things are done properly, that things are, it's tough. It's not going to be easy. That's the message tonight. Things are not easy when it comes down to breakups. Things are not easy when it comes down to telling somebody that this relationship is not working out. But you have to decide early on, succinctly that this is not the best way to go. And most people try to drag it on because they're afraid to say the things that they want to say. And that's what this is all about tonight. Say the things that you want to say when you feel it, because if you drag it on and say, I don't want to break this person's feelings, I don't want to break this person's heart, and you just move along and act like the relationship is fine and act like the relationship is good, what you're actually doing, you're actually hurting that person more because you're not being real with yourself. Be real with yourself and just say, hey, you're a great person. You know, you deserve a better relationship. And maybe this relationship is not best for us. So if you say this relationship is not best for us, then that's the way you got to do it. Once again, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toland Entertainment, Toland Productions. And I want to give a big shout-out to DJ Knock. DJ Knock is going to be in Charlestown, West Virginia tomorrow. You know, go on his Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Knock. He's got a lot of big things that's going on right now. He's doing, he's got a blog going on. Any nonprofits that are trying to boost their viewership, to kind of, you know, boost their contributions, go on his Facebook, find out what he's doing. Him and his wife are doing some big things online as far as relationship shows, as far as political shows. So big shout out to DJ Knock. I know he's listening right now. And like I said, we're going to support him. We're going to support real DJs, you know, two turntables and a microphone, still doing it. He still do computer style, but this is real DJ, real music. So definitely want to give a big shout out to that. Big shout out to Doug Love, who is on assignment right now. Go on to Twitter, D-O Fresh, Facebook.com/D-O Fresh. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now. And once again, our Stevie show will be on this Sunday. You know, we took a little hiatus for the holiday, but we're going to be back this Sunday, back and better than ever. We're going to try to make sure we get the political moves. Election time is coming up. A lot of different things are going on in the country, so that's what we want to talk about that. So definitely listen out to the Rod Stevie Show this Sunday, each and every Sunday on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. And just want to, like I said, just want to thank everybody that's been listening, spending 30 minutes of their time listening to this show and just kind of giving their feedback and their insight on things that are going on. So once again, recapping what we're talking about. One, in public, face-to-face, make sure that you are respecting the person that you're breaking up with. Respect is key. Respect, you want to make sure you respect what they're doing, respect your lives, respect their lives, so respect what they're, you know, what they may not understand in your relationship. Because a lot of times people don't understand why the relationship isn't working. But if you do it in a way that is proper and do it in a way that is respectful, do it in a way that is understanding, then they may understand why this breakup's happened. And that might create a long-term friendship. There's ways where you can break up with someone, and then years down the line, you still are friends. It happens because you did it the right way. If you do it the wrong way and it's a nasty breakup, that's where problems happen because the fact that they feel like, oh, you just dissed them completely. You shouldn't do that. Be respectful and be mindful of their feelings. It's hard to do. If you feel like it's not the right move, if you feel like it's not the right person that you want to be with, sometimes it's difficult. Even if they treat you dirty, even if they treat you wrong, you can still be respectful in a breakup. So that's the important thing because you want to create that avenue saying that, you know what, yes, we didn't work out, but it was respectful. You can still call them later on years down the line and say, hey, we're still cool. And that's important. Because if you were in a relationship with that person, then obviously you have some sort of strong friendship, strong bond with that person. So you want to try to make sure that, you know, you don't break that bond because things didn't work out. Just kind of make it where you are respecting each other. And respect is the key to everything. So that's my words for tonight. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Entertainment, Toyland Productions. Until next time, we'll talk.